Social medicine. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Adolescence, that really awkward, really awesome time of heightened risk-taking. According to researchers at the University of Illinois and UCLA, it's also a time when symptoms of depression increase as well. The focus of their study was the adolescent brain, specifically ventral striatum, a brain region that regulates feelings of pleasure in response to rewards. During teen years, activity here is really ratcheted up. Pleasure of rewards is intense. Using a functional brain scan, the researchers were able to measure activity in the ventral striatum of young people engaged in tasks that involved either giving money to others, keeping it, or taking financial risks in hopes of earning a reward. The subject's state of depression was also measured at the beginning and end of the one-year study. Young people whose ventral striatum activity showed they got more pleasure when involved in altruistic pro-social behavior showed declines in depression. Those whose brains showed they got a bigger thrill from taking risks had increases in depressive symptoms over time. The findings could lead to new approaches for dealing with teen depression. Looks like when it comes to depression, it might be better to give than to concede.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded in part by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.